This is your KUTX Soundcheck. If you're down in the Red River Entertainment District on a Thursday through Sunday night this summer, you might notice something nostalgic. Live music playing past midnight. That's right, the Austin City Council agreed 9-1 last Thursday to move forward with a 6-month pilot program allowing later hours for amplified music. During the program, venues in the Red River District can keep the outdoor party going until midnight on Thursdays and 1 a.m. on the weekends. The 1-hour extension is a compromise reached between the council and the Austin Police Department. The latter of which advocated for a 1 a.m. end time rather than 1:30 to allow APD to respond to crowds on Red River and get to 6th Street by the time the bars close at 2 a.m. The pilot program will run for 6 months and gauge whether the extension is a legitimate aid to struggling bars and venues or a money pit of noise complaints by lodgers and residents in the surrounding hotels and apartments. The pilot program will run from May through November. Longtime Black Sabbath keyboardist Jeff Nichols passed away on Saturday at the age of 68 after battling lung cancer. Nichols' career took off as a founding member of the British heavy metal band Quartz, whose 1977 debut album was produced by Tony Iommi and featured Queen guitarist Brian May and Ozzy Osbourne on backing vocals on the song Circles. Nichols was recruited to join Black Sabbath in 1979 along with Ronnie James Dio when Ozzy was fired from the group. Nichols originally joined as the second guitarist, then becoming the band's bassist during Geezer Butler's brief hiatus. When Butler returned, Nichols took over the keys, cementing his position in Black Sabbath for 25 years and 9 studio albums, including 1980's Heaven and Hell, featuring the classic title track with the iconic bass line written by Nichols himself. After being replaced by Ozzy's touring keyboardist Adam Wakeman in 2004, Nichols spent the rest of his professional career playing keys with former Sabbath singer Tony Martin. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.